Let me ask you a few questions. So put your hands up if at some point of your life you found faith hard. Yes? Put your hands up if at some point you were tempted to give up faith. Put your hands up if at some point you doubted if God existed. Fewer hands up, but some of us. Put your hands up if at one time or another you had it out with God because you selflessly prayed for something and it did not, the prayer was not answered. Anybody? Put your hands up if at one time or another you looked at God and said, "That's not fair." Would you agree with me if I said that faith is hard? Yeah. I myself have struggled. If I was sitting in the pew and somebody was asking the question, I would put my hands up for every one of those questions. So in today's gospel reading, Jesus visits his hometown. And the passage ends with the statement that he was amazed at their lack of faith. Now, we could take many approaches to any gospel passage. One approach that I could take is to figure out what was wrong with the people of his hometown that they could not believe in him. That's one way to look at it. And I've preached homilies about that. But this time, I'm taking a slightly broader approach and I'm asking myself the question, why is faith hard? Because obviously it's a common experience that faith is hard. So here are my 3 points for today, and I'm not sure it's going anywhere, but hopefully it'll give us points to reflect upon this week. Now, first of all, why is faith hard? I think faith is hard for many reasons, but 3 of them in particular. See, first, faith is hard because a big part of that which is within its realm lies in the future. So Paul defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. For example, heaven. We haven't seen it, but we put our faith in it. And what lies in the future sometimes becomes hard to believe in. The beatific vision. Life without pain and suffering. We can't even imagine that, can we? Because it's our normal experience. So the first reason faith is hard, because that which faith promises is intangible in the here and now. The second reason why faith is hard is because life is hard. So I'm talking at this moment, I'm talking to a person who has been so bruised in life that she just cannot find the strength to believe. The reason is that she did everything the right way. Everything the right way. And instead of bringing her peace and happiness, it is bringing her pain. And so she said to me, "I'm sorry, but at the moment I cannot believe." And perhaps you have had similar experiences. Not every illness is healed. Not every prayer is answered in the way that we want it to be answered. We expect faith to make life easy, But sometimes the opposite happens. The third reason why faith is hard is because of human suffering. The experience of poverty and misery, injustice, oppression, natural disasters, wars, violence, tragedies, illnesses, death, and particularly the suffering of those who are innocent. All these things go against our faith in a good and all-powerful God. In fact, one of the main reasons why people find faith hard is because of the presence of human suffering. Now, honestly, I do not have any answers to these questions. In fact, when I was writing this homily, I asked myself, why are you going this way? You're making it difficult for yourself. Because I don't have answers to these questions. But allow me to reflect on a few things that have helped me just a little bit. First of all, faith, there are many aspects of faith. Faith is the natural ability that God has given to us. And what I mean by that is not necessarily religious faith, but just faith. So for example, those who believe in God and those who do not believe in God, they all get married, isn't it? And those of you who are married, don't you think that marriage is an act of faith? Two people come together. They have no idea of what lies in the future. They don't know what it's going to look like. And yet they commit themselves to each other. They have faith in each other. So faith is not necessarily religious faith, but every human person has the ability to believe, to put their faith in something that is not necessarily tangible. Or for example, the birth of a child. How many couples decide, okay, let's have a child, it's time to have a child. But they don't know what to expect. They don't know what the child holds for them in the future. But yet they accept a child as a gift. Folks, every time we get up in the morning, get into a car, go to work, or save money in an IRA, it's all an act of faith. And we have this natural ability to put faith in things of our daily lives. Now, when we are able to take this natural ability to faith, to have faith and apply it to God, that becomes religious faith. So it's not like we are incapable of believing. It's just that some people find it easy to take our natural ability to have faith and apply to God. And there are those who find that very difficult, very hard. St. Augustine one time said, despite everything, man, though but a small part of your creation, wants to praise you. You yourself encourage him to delight in your praise, for you have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. So he's talking about the ability to believe. This natural ability that we have to believe in God, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. The Catholic Church teaches that the desire for God is written in the human heart. The desire for God is written in the human heart. But there are some people who find that absolutely impossible to do. Stephen Hawking, one of the most brilliant minds of our times, the great physicist, he said that God is the name people give to the reason we are here. But I think that reason is the law of physics rather than someone with whom you can have a personal relationship, a personal God. So here is Augustine saying that our hearts are made for God, and here is Stephen Hawking saying, I'm sorry, but I cannot believe in a God like that. Folks, you and I are in church today because we believe. We have made it a point to be here to worship that which we do not see, that which we cannot touch. The more I see people losing their faith in God, the more I'm inclined to really take care of my faith. And I think that's basically the lesson that I'm trying to share with you today. This faith that we have is precious. Not everybody is able to do it. And because we are able to, I think we must nurture it, take care of it, do everything that we can to make sure it grows. This week, reflect on what is it that I am doing to nurture my faith. Think about it. And whatever you're doing to nurture your faith, make sure you do it well, because people lose faith like that. On my third point, I want to talk about two different ways of looking at faith. And I'm going back to the gospel reading from last week and connecting it to the gospel this week. Now, do you remember last week that Jesus performed two miracles? First, this woman who had hemorrhage, she touched the hem of Jesus' garment and she was healed. And then Jesus went to Jairus' home and raised his little daughter back to life. Two marvelous miracles. Now, people saw the miracle and they began to ask the question, wow, this is wonderful, this is great, this must be the prophet, this must be the Messiah. Faith, sometimes though, we limit it to asking and receiving. Sometimes we limit faith to miracles. In fact, every day we could do with some miracles. Now, today's scripture passage is not about miracles. Today's scripture passage is about teachings. Jesus comes to his hometown and he teaches. And people said, what? No miracles? What you're teaching? Where did you get this knowledge? Who are you? We know you. Who are you? You're Joseph's son. You're Mary's son. And because of that, they could not, it's not about miracles, but it's about what Jesus was teaching. They could not believe what Jesus was teaching about God. So what I'm saying is, faith is not just about prayers answered. And that's why we normally limit our faith too. Faith is, yes, the miracles help us to have confidence in God and help us to, and inspire us to have confidence in God. But the other dimension of faith is, am I living what Jesus taught? Do I do what Jesus taught? Do I live in the way that Jesus asked me to live? That is also faith. That is also hard. So, for example, can we believe that forgiving our enemies is the way to peace? Can we really put our faith in that? Can we really believe that blessed are the poor? Can we really put our faith in that teaching of Jesus? Can we believe that the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, and the homeless, that they might be the face of Christ? Can we put our faith in that? These are the kind of things that Jesus taught when he came to his hometown, and people said, oh, we can't believe. We can't. So here we are at this Eucharist, and we have Jesus, and it takes everything in us to believe that this bread and wine is the real presence of Christ, isn't it? And yet, blessed are we if we are able to believe that. Yes, faith is hard. And I think God understands. Faith is hard. And yet blessed are we if we are able to. And if you're able to, please nurture your faith by believing the teachings that Jesus taught us. People of God said, please rise and let us profess our faith.